Today, the House will vote on the largest non-defense spending cut in our nation's history, $315 billion over the next 10 years. Now, these are real cuts and a signal to job creators that we're serious about stopping Washington's spending binge. Listen, this bill's not perfect. It's no cause for celebration. This is just one step.
At this point, the Health Aviation Bureau identified a significant number of items that aren't natural to the area, and we'll be going in with the assistance of aviation and clarifying what the actual items are.
As you know, during the week, we had our Aviation Bureau survey the area. They have some spots of interest. So today, Nassau County, joined by Suffolk County Police, the New York State Police, the New York State Park Police, and the FBI will be looking at those spots, possibly gathering more information.
The FAA Administrator, Randy Babbitt, he cites these recent examples of what he calls unprofessional conduct, says this must stop. He says that this morning he met with the head of the FAA's Air Traffic Organization. That's the component of the FAA that runs the air traffic control system. The man who heads this up, Hank Krakowski, he says, has submitted his resignation, and Babbitt has accepted it. For the time being, the FAA's general counsel will assume that role.
Overall, we have the necessary assets to carry out this mission. But of course, our requirements change as the situation on the ground and the tactics of the regime forces change. Now they hide their heavy arms in populated areas where before many targets were easier to get to. I fully agree that there is no military solution solely to the problems in Libya. What we need to ensure a long-term sustainable solution is a political process.